everyone. Jetta Camera, 97.5, the Fanatic from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Great to be with you on this Tuesday night. The good vibes, positive feelings, well, they continue throughout the Delaware Valley, and obviously right here on 97.5, the Fanatic. Now 2 days after the Eagles' thumping, trouncing of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Incredible performance on Sunday by the Birds. Obviously, the Eagles now 3-0. You know, last night, a short show as we had a Flyers game at 7. We have another Flyers game tonight at 7 o'clock. So, once again, a bit of a short show. And so, certainly, I want to open the phone lines immediately and try to get to the callers a little earlier than usual tonight because we've got kind of a sprint here in the 6 o'clock hour. So, hop aboard the phone lines. Reaction continues. Obviously, the phone lines were utterly jammed up yesterday. And so, if you weren't able to get in yesterday and just want to... react to the game, react to the start, whatever it may be. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. What stood out to you from the game? How excited and pumped up everybody is? How could you not be? Carson Wentz, the real deal. Look, it really is. He really is a true game changer for Philadelphia sports. It's so rare we say something like that. Those kind of figures, they don't come around all that often. He is flat out legit. So I'll take your reaction on Wentz and the factor and the present and the future. The defense ranked number one in the NFL. You know, points, they're just doing an absolutely phenomenal job. They've only given up 20 points so far as a defense. Remember, there was the special teams touchdown late in Chicago, but 20 points total they've given up as a D. They did it against Pittsburgh, against one of the prolific passing attacks in the NFL. Doug Peterson, absolutely masterful job. It's another word we don't use often, sports talk radio, or even in life, right? Certainly not about Philadelphia sports. You don't hear the term masterful all that often. But it was, in fact, on Sunday, as it was, in fact, the previous Monday, as it was, in fact, the prior Sunday. Yet again, a masterful job by Doug Peterson. By the entire coaching staff. So, you know, again, reaction 610-632-0975. I did get the chance to get down to NFL Films and look at the tape. I actually did it yesterday. There was so much going on in such a short period of time yesterday with the show. I didn't get in detail to kind of what stood out. So let me get to that, and then we'll get to all the calls. You know, it's like I always tell you on these Tuesday nights, there are some things that pop up on the tape that, you know, maybe we don't catch watching it either in person at the stadium or on TV. And then there's a lot of things that do pop up, you know, and I try to be cognizant of that. I think it's fair to say that how you experience the game, either at the game at the link on Sunday or watching the game on TV, you know, you know, bears out a lot of what I saw on the film with the coach's tape, because the reality was, as we watched it, it was pretty self-evident what was going on out there. It was a thumping. But let's get to a couple specifics. Obviously, the Eagles flat out annihilated the Pittsburgh Steelers on both sides of the ball in the trenches. The Eagles' offensive line whipped, and I mean whipped, the Steelers' D-line. And the Eagles' D-line flat-out dominated the Steelers' offensive line. There's no question. And there's a lot of games Eagles are going to win with Carson Wentz, and this was one of them also. Don't get me wrong. No question about that. But this was a game, play-by-play, just about, it seemed, you know, that the Eagles, you just see it. You see it on the film. I mean, they absolutely dominated the trenches and in many ways dominated the game as a result. Now, Doug Peterson, again, he continues to mix it up. Let's get to the first play of the game. Eagles have 6 offensive linemen. Why is that noteworthy? Well, first off, you normally have 5 offensive linemen in football, sometimes 6, not often, but sometimes. But we know the usual formation, 5 linemen, you know, maybe 2 backs and 2 tight ends, or, you know, or 2 wide receivers, tight end, or, you know, you're going to have 3 receivers, you're going to have 1 back, you know, all that stuff, right? Well, they come out 6 offensive linemen first play after last week having 5 receivers on the first play. So he just keeps mixing it up. unlike Chip Kelly, where it's, this is the only thing we do. We run four plays, right? All that garbage. Last week, five receivers first play. First couple plays, empty backfield, five receivers. This week, six offensive linemen first play. Doug Peterson just mixes it up, man. Defensive coordinators don't know what to expect. Formation variation all over the place. Eagles offensively using misdirection exceptionally well. Holding defenders. It's very obvious. Holding defenders. You know, they'll do the ghost end around. They didn't as much yesterday or two or Sunday, but the jet sweep sometimes we've seen. The fake jet sweep. You know, they do the play action passes. Or they'll just, you know, hand it off, or they'll do a little read option element. You know, there are parts of Chip in this offense, but again, it's just parts. It's not the whole thing. It's mixing a little this and a little this and a little this and a little this. And the next thing you know, defensive coordinators and defenders don't know what to do because it's a little bit of everything. But no question, misdirection is a part of what they're doing. Now, Carson Wentz. Obviously, he played a great game. We've talked about it the last 2 days as a station. Obviously, you know, you saw the game, you know the deal. He had some excellent throwaways early. Not sure how apparent this was to everyone. You may have thought perhaps some inaccurate balls. Not inaccurate. Not inaccurate at all. At times, receivers not getting open on individual plays. You know, time's ticking. Defenders are starting to, you know, get toward Carson Wentz. Throw the ball away. Great job by Carson Wentz. That goes hand in hand. And those were plays from the pocket. But that goes hand in hand with the major negative of Carson Wentz through the first 2 weeks and the only negative of Carson Wentz in the first 2 weeks, which was the hits he was taking. You know, most of them were outside the pocket, the ones that were his fault. His fault. But he obviously did a far better job, did a great job in this game avoiding the unnecessary hits. Huge improvement, good sign, great sign for his learning curve. So good job on the throwaways, good job avoiding the unnecessary hits. Terrific job by Carson Wentz. There was a play, you may remember, he completed to Nelson Agholor. Great improvisation by Nelson, by Agholor and by Wentz on a play that was designed to be a screen to, you know, to the right side. Wide receiver screen, busted up. Great job by the cornerback for Pittsburgh, busting it up, coming up, busting up the whole sequence. Agholor cuts out of it. Wentz recognizes it. Wentz, little bit of movement, little just moves to his right, shows the mobility, the footwork. Agholor with an instinctive play. They connect. Agholor actually had a nice little run after. Just got a couple yards, but it easily could have been an incompletion, could have been confusion leading to a sack or a turnover or any number of things that can happen when the design of a play is busted up. Wentz didn't panic. Agholor didn't panic. They both cut off. They did their thing. They connected. Agholor had a nice little run, got a couple of yards. Keep it moving forward. Great job. Great job by both of them on that play. Now, a couple other things. Wentz does, this really stands out on the film. Wentz does a great job holding safeties. He does it with his eyes. He does it with his body. And you can just flat out see it. Snap, look right, hold the safety, throw left. Snap, look left, hold the safety, throw right. He's doing it consistently. It's really awesome. I'm telling you guys, it's big time veteran stuff. I mean, Jaws and I are sitting there watching it, and it's big time veteran stuff. Now, he may have had an opportunity. If there's one play that stands out where he may have left an opportunity on the table, he could have hit. He had a shot for Agholor for a touchdown in the second quarter. Came off it a little quick. It was a play that was taking a little bit of time to develop. Agholor had a shot to break free. Kind of had broken free. Safety lurking sort of in that area. Wentz elected not to go to it and threw underneath to Sproles. Not an egregious mistake, but just worth pointing out. A good stick throw down the field by Wentz probably produces a touchdown on that play, but by no means an egregious mistake by Carson Wentz on that play. Love the play calling. Absolutely love the play calling again. And, you know, one spot to highlight in particular, and this is good game management by Doug Peterson, was when the Eagles get the ball back inside of 2 minutes, leading 13-3 at the end of the first half. And, you know, he had two different screen calls on that drive. And we used to see this from Andy Reid. This is good stuff. This is a spot where, okay, first off, let's look at the situation. 13-3, you got the lead, right? You don't want to turn it over. You don't want to go three and out on three quick incompletions and give Roethlisberger the ball back with still a minute and 20 seconds to go or something. Even though he just gave the Eagles the ball back, if the Eagles had three straight incompletions, you know, in theory, Roethlisberger can get the ball back and start moving himself quickly. No, instead, it was good play calling, highlighted in particular by two screens. It's an easy completion, right? It's an easy completion. It's going to keep the clock moving, give the Eagles the opportunity to either call a timeout if they want to, see how far down the field they get or not. Or you know, it's just keep it moving, try to get the ball down the field, but make it an easy completion that works to the Eagles' benefit. So I like the play calling there a lot. Now, one of them, Sproles, ran out of bounds, but it is what it is. Offensive line, great job. Great job. All of them. Now, particular shout out to Jason Peters and Jason Kelce, who you know, Kelce obviously had been the Eagles' weakest offensive lineman in the first two games. He bounced back with a big-time game. Peters looked really good in this game. Jason Peters played well. Obviously, this is a different thing than the Chip Kelly thing. He's got to be a happy guy, should be, and I'm sure is. Run blocking, exceptional in the second half. The running by both Smallwood and Barner, particularly in the second half, really strong. Offensive line, I give really a lot of the credit to. But Barner outside, Smallwood inside, they both did a nice job. The TD to Sproles, I touched on this last night. Thing of beauty. Absolute thing of beauty. This is a tremendous play by Carson Wentz. It's designed to go left. The whole play is designed to go left. I don't want to say the whole play, but the actual play design is to go left. There's a stunt by a defensive lineman. All right, defensive tackle comes in and around. Stunts coming around now the right side. Wentz is left where he's in the area toward where he's intending to throw the ball. D lineman gets in there earlier than expected. Wentz moves off the play design because of the pressure. Slides up, slides over. Great footwork. Keeps his balance. Keeps his eyes down the field. Keeps his composure. This isn't a rookie. Oh, my God. Let's fire the ball up. Let's throw it up somewhere. Let's take a sack. You know, none of that. Calm, cool, and collected. Footwork, composure, poise. Slide up, slide over. Now start sliding over more. Out, 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 out. Keep the eyes down the field. Darren Sproles cuts off, cuts up. They connect. Sproles does his thing, touchdown. It was masterful. It was awesome. Really was. Really a great job. So, you know, again, look, a lot of that I think was pretty obvious watching the game, but, you know, try to bring some stuff to you here every Tuesday night with what stood out on the coach's tape. Defense, I mean, you guys know the deal. They whipped them up front. We talked about it last night. They only blitzed four times in the whole game. I mean, you think about that. All that pressure that the Eagles had, and they only blitzed four times. That's pretty awesome. Really is. It means you're dropping seven in coverage. Means you got guys to tackle. It means it's harder for Roethlisberger to complete balls. You know, it puts pressure on the defensive linemen to get home, but they did. They did their job. Sacks, harries, knockdowns, the whole thing. The Eagles tackled very well. They were in great position. They were punishing. They hit hard. The safeties played a great football game. The snap counts remain low. We talked about it last night. Fletcher Cox, as Jaws pointed out yesterday to Mike, Fletcher Cox averaging only 38 snaps a game so far. This after last year averaging for the season 58 snaps a game. 20 snaps a game less through three games. That's already the equivalent of one full football game for a defensive player less that he's played already. Through three games, he's already played the equivalent of one less game of snaps than this time last year. Unbelievable. It's going to bode well in November. It's going to bode well in December. And there's a lot of people now starting to talk the possibility of the Eagles in January. Let's get to the phone. 610-632-0975 everyone's reaction on the Birds. Flyers at 7. Your phone calls the rest of the way. Joe in South Philly kicks us off. What's going on, Joe?
Joey D, how you doing?
All right, pal.
Good, man. So I just wanted to elaborate a little bit about some of the things you said about Carson. And obviously the theme for Carson all week, after week one, after week two, and even after this awesome performance on Sunday, is how calm he's been, right? How calm in the pocket, how he watches, he steadies through his progressions, he's very patient. And to take that one step further, you know, one cliche we use in sports constantly, and it's kind of overused, but he's taking what the defense has given him. He's not trying to do too much. And for a rookie, it's incredible that he's consistently just letting things develop and taking what the defense gives him. And this isn't just Alex Smith, who's going to be a game manager. And just He's taking his shots when he sees them. And that's Sproles' play, another perfect example, as you said. He's sliding, he's waiting. He's about to run. That linebacker bites, bang, he gets Sproles who's rolling out. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's a play in particular that reminds me a lot. I mentioned this last night. It reminds me of a Steve Young kind of play. It reminds me of a Brett Favre kind of play, an Aaron Rodgers play. Russell Wilson will make those plays. And I think at some point, and listen, I don't want to, you know, I'm really enjoying the process of Wentz being a rookie, and we all just kind of watch this and see how it develops. And he will still have bumps because it's all been inevitable. He's not going to have a perfect career. He's not going to go 160-0 as a starter. But with that said, I do think at some point we got to adjust our minds, not just the concept that he's a good rookie or a great rookie or an exceptional rookie, that he may be one of the best quarterbacks in football already. And certainly the stats and the performance to this point bear that out.
It's so true. And like I said, I want to be very cautiously optimistic, just like everyone wants to be.
Yep.
I mean, we were completely sold fool's gold, completely duped with Chip. I mean, a little more than a year ago, we were so hyped coming into this.
Yeah, I know.
You want to be cautious, but you're looking for flaws with Doug, and you're looking for flaws with Carson, and you're looking for flaws, and you really haven't seen many of them.
No, listen, the only thing, and Jeff, thanks for the call, the only thing we've seen, obviously, was the first two games, the hits he was taking. And bang, cleaned that up in one game. Now, will that stand forever? I mean, I don't know. We'll see. You know, maybe he'll still have some of those issues moving forward. But aside from the taking the hits factor unnecessarily, I mean, we've talked a lot about it. He checks every box there is to check. Every box. And he doesn't just check it like sort of like he's okay at it. He is emphatically phenomenal at every single thing. Arm strength, courage in the pocket, reading the defenses. I mean, you go right down the line. The guy checks every box. Let's go to Mark in Blackwood. Mark, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
What's up, Mark?
Not too much, man. So this is amazing how this kid has improved week by week. And the whole team as a whole. It is crazy to think that, you know, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, we didn't know what we were going to have with this kid. And they go and beat the Steelers, who are a pretty good team all around as well. And they look like a JV squad almost. Two plays that keep in mind. Well, one play in particular that just shows what you were just talking about
yep.
with his poise in the pocket. Wasn't a big play, but the box snap. You know, there's a 2 yard gain. Most quarterbacks will fall on the ball, just take the sack, or they'll have a missed error throw somewhere or an interception. He found it with a receiver, bang, 2 yards, you know, didn't lose anything, and it kept on chugging.
That's correct.
The one thing I wish they did a little bit more, they did a little bit on Sunday. It still stretches the field out a little bit more, take the shots. I think that opens up the running game, opens up more opportunities. You never know. You get a pass interference call. It happened on Sunday where they get roughing the passer and they got 15 yards.
Yeah, but the one thing I'd encourage you to remember, Mark, they're still working with receivers that are not great at that. So I think one of the things they've done a great job of, and Doug Peterson in particular, is utilizing the strengths of his players and limiting their weaknesses. So I'd say as much as we all want to see that, I don't know how reasonable it is to see that that often with this group this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it has to be often, but, you know, you pick your spots and do it. Like when we had the turnover, you know, I would have went down the field right away to stretch the field.
They did it with DGB.
Yeah,
it just, you know.
Dropped the ball, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it's a little bit more not to go crazy with it. Played off the play action, opens up the running game, you know, and I think that helps. You know, open up the playbook a little bit more, Wentz. But yeah, that's all I got for you, man.
All right, Mark. Appreciate the phone call. We go to Stan in Drexel Hill. Stan, what's up, man?
Hey, Joe. It was a pleasure, man.
Stan the man.
Yeah, you know, obviously I talked to you yesterday about Wentz, and I was very enthusiastic, and now I've calmed myself down. I'm still enthused about it, but, you know, I was able to process it more after 2 days of sitting back and kind of just recapping it. Yep. But we all know, you know, how my feelings were about Wentz. I've said it from the get-go. I thought he would play pretty well. I didn't know he'd play this well, but I always said to myself, if we all agreed that he had the IQ and he had the talent, there was no reason why he shouldn't excel. Maybe not at this level, but I still thought he was going to excel. Now, real quick, I wanted to kind of switch gears a little bit, and if you don't mind, speak on the Sixers.
Sure.
That Nerlens comment.
Yeah. What do you make of that? Yeah.
You know, and the way I thought about it was, I'm not mad at him for saying that. Like, you know, when we all got mad at Sam Bradford mm-hmm. for saying, you know, trade me, blah 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 blah. I don't see the same thing for Nerlens. I look at Nerlens and I say to myself, I understand your frustration.
Yep.
You were here during the losing, you know, and now he knows. Essentially, he's the odd man out, you know, and not because he's a bad guy, but because from a talent standpoint, we're talking about what Joel Embiid, could be.
Yeah.
And what we've seen with Jahlil Okafor has, you had that with Ben Simmons and Sarge, and it's like, I'm sorry, guy, like, you are the guy at the bottom. You know, and
I think your analysis is pretty on point. I really do, and I think the thing that hurts his chances to stay, and ultimately he'd have control of this 82 games from now, is when he's a free agent, is that he's a free agent first, and so I think that really works against him staying. I don't blame him for being frustrated. You know, listen, I think Brian Colangelo did a pretty darn good job of expressing that he also understands it, and. It's just less than an ideal situation. I mean, ideally, they would have traded someone for a quality player at a different position. Obviously, the other teams are trying to utilize the Sixers' logjam against them. And I think when all is said and done, I think it's I don't know if it's obvious, but I think it's strongly moving in the direction that barring a Teddy Bridgewater-type situation, the 76ers will be trading Nerlens Noel for 50 cents on the dollar. And that's a shame, but that's where it's headed.
You know, and I've said this before, I totally agree with you on that. And I just feel like at this point, that's the best you're going to get.
It's what it is. Yeah.
Because, you know, that deal, I know a lot of people want to afford that Terrence Ross type of deal, that rumored deal. But you know what? That might be one of the best deals that you can get. And, you know, if I'm the Sixers and I'm realizing that I'm not getting that much and you got this logjam, at some point you're going to have to make that move, man. Somebody's going to blow you out the water for you know, for Jahlil Okafor, I seriously doubt.
Well, you know, here's the bottom line, Stan. Appreciate the call. The bottom line is that the longer this goes on, the less it is to the advantage of the 76ers. That's the bottom line. And for a lot of different reasons, but primarily because 82 games from now, Nerlens Noel is going to be signed by somebody, and the Sixers probably aren't going to want to match it at the money it's going to be because they're stocked up at that position. So, you know, unfortunately, February trade deadline is when this thing ultimately is all but guaranteed to come to a head, if it hasn't come to a head sooner, which it probably will. And that's why, again, whether it's 60 cents on the dollar or 50 cents on the dollar or 40 cents on the dollar, the 76ers, I think, are simply going to get back less value for Nerlens Noel than we'd all like to see them get. But I'm not sure at this point, how much, you know, they have leverage in this. They're kind of up against it. 610-632-0975. Joe DeCamera here on the Fanatic. Obviously, we'll keep talking Eagles football. I want to also tell you about MyBookie.net. MyBookie.net, where you can win and win big this football season. Go to MyBookie and make your picks each week. It's never too early to get in on the action. Of course, we sit here on a Tuesday, but another week four of professional football coming up and five of the collegiate football variety. And don't let this week go by without making your picks at MyBookie. As I've told you before, thousands of players, experts, and rookies are joining MyBookie. And so many listening to our station right here joining. I hear we're getting great results, and I'm thrilled, obviously, that people are into this at MyBookie.net. You can do it. I'm telling you, sign up at MyBookie, the industry-leading website. Don't let your picks go to waste. Join MyBookie now. Get in on the action. MyBookie to open up an account. It's that easy. Online, the promo code you want to use, well, it's simple. It's Joe, J-O-E. MyBookie.net, promo code Joe. Sign up, start winning today. Back with all the calls. Joe DeCamera on the Fanatic.
tomorrow, it's the return of the Fanatic Bi-Week Blowout. Your chance to win great prizes with Anthony Gargano and the Fanatic Morning Show at 8. With Rob Ellis and Harry Mays at 1. With Mike Missinelli at 5. And Joe DeCamera at 6. The Bi-Week Blowout is back. Right here on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Comcast Business has high-speed internet that's built for business and is 5 times faster than DSL. And right now, when you buy internet, you get voice and TV for just $34.90 more per month. Business-grade internet from Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit ComcastBusiness.com or call 800-501-6000. Offer ends 10/30/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private UTV for new business customers with 2-year contract. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra, subject to change. Compares Comcast 100 Mbps to 20 Mbps DSL downloads.
Where can you save up to $8,000 off MSRP on a new Kia?
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Where do you go to drive away in a brand new Kia Forte LX for just $98 a month?
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
It's Gateway Kia's kickoff savings event in Warrington and Quakertown. And you can save up to $8,000 off MSRP on any new Kia. Or get a brand new 2017 Kia Forte LX. Now only $98 a month for 36 months. Save up to $8,000. Or get a new Kia Forte, just $98 a month. We'll see you at number one Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Or online at www.shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia. Discount Kia
Giants. Savings based on new 2016 Kia Cadenza, subject to credit approval with a median score of 720 or higher. Forte 2495 with signing, tax, title, and MD fees. Additional zero security deposit expires 9/30/16.
Veterans are willing to sacrifice everything to protect our way of life. But the one thing they should never have to sacrifice is care for themselves or their family. Right now, it's estimated that 2 million veterans and their surviving spouses are eligible for the VA's aid and attendance pension. But only 1/3 of them even know the program exists. At Aurora Home Care, we believe that's simply unacceptable. That's why we're proud to offer the VetAssist program, which provides in-home care for veterans and surviving spouses in the Philadelphia area who may qualify for the VA's aid and attendance pension. If you're a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran and are in need of home care assistance with everyday activities, Aurora Home Care may be able to help. To schedule a free, no-obligation consultation, call 215-354-4444 or visit us online at auroraathome.com, bringing love home. The VetAssist program is an exclusive offering of Veterans Home Care. Veterans Home Care and the VetAssist program are not part of any government agency and are not affiliated with the Department of Veteran Affairs.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
To begin, let me say I look forward to our brief encounter.
Me too.
The search for great value led me to you. When I mix and match, great value will be mine. And to that you say...
What would you like?
Yes!
Mix and match two for $2.50 at McDonald's with a McDouble burger, a McChicken sandwich, small fries, or a six-piece chicken McNuggets. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You love McDonald's all-day breakfast.
Yes.
But you don't love that you can't get all your favorites all day.
No.
But now you're going to love that you can get more all day.
Huh.
Like McGriddles and biscuits and McMuffin sandwiches.
Mmm.
Which means you'll have to find something else to not love.
Okay.
Like broken grocery carts. Or when your smoke alarm battery dies at 3 a.m.
What happened?
Or songs that combine two styles of music that don't go together.
Riding like a cowboy. Cowboy.
Get more choices you love. Now with McDonald's all-day breakfast. McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Hey, Golic, I'm about to make you hungry.
Not really sure I like where this is heading, Greeny.
Well, right now, GNC has buy three, get one free on all protein bars.
I'm going to need a little bit more than that.
Leading off, GNC's got awesome-tasting bars. Batting second, they have great brands like Quest. Up third, insane exclusive flavors like Total Lean Vanilla Birthday Cake.
Sounds like I'm about to clean up.
I thought you'd say that. They've got gluten-free and vegan bars, too.
Excellent. So I can buy three, eat three, and get one free.
That's exactly right. Golic, see you at GNC.
Sometimes kickoff comes early. At Hampton by Hilton, that's when they run the option. Take your pick of free hot breakfast in the hotel or breakfast on the run bags to go. Either way, you'll be fueled up to cheer on your team because on game day, tailgate waits for no fan. So follow your favorite college football team on the road all season long. With Hampton by Hilton's friendly, helpful people at over 2,000 locations, you've got a winning combination for a memorable season. Book your football getaway today at Hampton.com for a guaranteed discount.
Think Nissan, think Extra Nissan, and think the payment challenge. If we can't lower your payment, we'll make your next payment on your current car. Think low payments, think Extra Nissan. Like $149 a month for a new 2016 Nissan Altima with zero down. $149 a month, zero down. Think Nissan, think Extra Nissan.com. Home of the huge Nissan inventory.
Two more each at this payment, 2016 Nissan Altima 2.5 SR, model 13260, 36 monthly, 38 miles, so security plus tax, size, fees on approved credit, color, see dealer for payment challenge details. That's 9/30/16.
If you're in Norristown, your football Sunday starts at Dion Barbone Beverage. Dion Barbone Beverage is located at Dion Square at 2014 Old Arch Road in Norristown, Pennsylvania. Choose from Norristown's largest selection of domestics, imports, and craft beer. Dion Barbone Beverage is open 7 days a week and early on Sundays. Great if you're tailgating or having a party. Cold beer on sale for no extra charge. Dion Barbone Beverage is family-owned and operated for over 30 years. Your football Sunday starts at Dion Barbone's Beverage.
And yes, y'all. All right, Shutter Camera 97.5, the Fanatic 6 o'clock hour brought to us by CarSense, where their certified used cars look like new. They're guaranteed even better with a lifetime engine guarantee. Find out more at CarSense.com. Hey, Fanatic Bi-Week Blowout returns tomorrow. Listen to each show for the Bi-Week Blowout sounder. Be the right caller when we tell you which caller to be to pick an envelope. And in each envelope, there'll be a great prize, including each day a trip to Florida. Pretty cool. Real cool. Head to 97.5thefanatic.com for a list of all the great prizes. And you want to listen, morning show, Wednesday, starting tomorrow at 8 a.m., Harry and Rob at 1, Mike at 5, and my show during the 6 o'clock hour for the bi-week blowout sounder for your chance to win. So that's coming up starting tomorrow and going for, I don't know exactly how long, but the next week or so here on The Fanatic. All right, let's get back to the phone line, 610-632-0975, reaction on the birds. Tom in Springfield. What's happening, Tom?
Not too much. I'm just a first-time caller.
Good to have you aboard, man.
I'll tell you, I'm just still not getting my voice back. I was telling the guy. It was a crazy atmosphere. It was like a playoff game. There were Steeler fans everywhere. I sat in a section in the end zone on the Patterson Avenue end, full of Steelers fans, waving their terrible towel until that kick or whatever. The field goal was blocked and they sat down the rest of the game, and we were relentless. Relentless in a good way.
Sure.
No language. We just told them every time Wentz got a first down, every time the chains were moved. We were just so loud the whole time. It was exciting. And we could see every play develop. And it was incredible. Wentz is amazing.
Well, you know what Wentz is? You know what he's going to be, Tom? He's going to be really fun to watch in person. And I think, you know, like you take a guy like Randall. Randall was really fun to watch in person for a totally different reason because of the athleticism. Allen Iverson, very fun to watch. Charles, fun to watch. Doc, fun to watch. Lindros, fun to watch. Wentz will be fun to watch in person, not just because of the physical skill set, but because of what he does pre-snap, and those in the stadium will get a sense of it greater than you get on TV. It's going to be something to really see over the next, you know, hopefully decade and a half, to watch this guy perform down there at the link.
It's like watching a surgeon. The guy's unbelievable.
It is. Yeah, it does. You're right, man. Appreciate the call. It does kind of have that feel. Let's go to Brent on a cell phone. Hey, Brent.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
What's up, Brent?
Joe, man, I got to show some love to someone. I don't think it's getting enough respect on the birds. That's our two linebackers. I think Nigel Branham and I think Jordan Hicks, again, are all over the place.
No
I
question.
Think playing great.
Well, Hicks in particular, and I don't say that to slight Bradham. Bradham's playing very well. Hicks is playing exceptionally well.
Unbelievable. He, like, picked up where he left off last year.
Yes.
He was probably our best player on the field last year. And second of all, it's so nice to see it. And I think I'm speaking for all the Birds fans. The defense on the field in the fourth quarter, not out of gas,
yep,
still running hard. I mean, that's making all the difference in the world. I'm super excited. Obviously, there's not enough superlatives to give to show the love to Carson. He's playing out of control. We don't drop the ball too many times. We had a couple more touchdowns. This team is going to be tough to stop.
Look good, man. They look real good, Brent. Real
Joe,
good.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, dude. I hear everybody pumped up, Brent. Thanks for the call. Travis on a cell. Hey, Travis.
Hey.
What's up, Travis?
Hey, I feel pretty good about the Eagles. I like
you. Hold on. You better feel pretty good.
You know, I expected them to beat Steelers because, you know, it's not Pittsburgh. And I saw a stat when I was looking through some fantasy stuff where they were ranked top five in defense. The Pittsburgh was like 22. So I felt like, you know, if they just showed up and kept it close, they could win.
Yeah, but we got to get you to move off pretty good and start going with that Pat Croce book. I feel great. I need a little I feel great here right now. Come on, man. I feel pretty good.
He's a Giants fan, and he never talks Super Bowl.
Who's a Giants fan?
My brother. NFC East household. I was a Cowboys fan back in the day, but I've come around. But they don't talk Super Bowl. But I'm gonna tell you, they are talented enough to win because you don't have to be great to win the Super Bowl. You just gotta get on a run. I remember when they won it, they had no running game. They were like in a bottom third in defense, but you know they got it going all the way with Spagnuolo at the corner. They got it going the right way. They put a lot of pressure on Brady, and I like what they do. They're going to be favored in a bunch of games coming down here, and I'm just happy for the city of Philadelphia. You know, you got a guy you can root for. You know, a quarterback that is just, you know, a man's man and just wants to play the game, and that's all that's important to him. Not, you know, the Campbell Soup commercials, anything else. But it's just a good time in Philly, especially with the Sixers coming along. It's going to be a great time. It really is.
It is, man. Appreciate the call. People pumped up, as you should be. Thanks for the call. Les in South Jersey. Les, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Les. No, my pleasure.
I want to talk a little bit of defense. Mm-hmm. I'm a lifelong Eagles fan, second generation. My pop had season tickets always back to the vet. I'm talking about Bill Berge, Greg LeMaster,
yep.
That kind of defense.
Frank LeMaster.
Frank LeMaster, thank you. Look, I was just talking to your producer, I believe, and I'm saying the defense, if it stays healthy, could be like that defense that we had, Jerome Brown and Reggie White. But the difference is Randall wasn't mature enough. You know what I mean? To be a complimentary offense.
Well, and also Buddy, and I love Buddy. He's an all-timer for me, but Buddy was not a good offensive coach, and right now Doug Peterson is coaching the offense well. Les, I really like what we're seeing from this defense. I would tread very, very, very carefully on equating this defense to that defense. If it heads in that direction, I'd be thrilled. I just personally would say, you know, maybe slow that one down a bit, but, you know, we'll see.
I get you. I'm pumping my brakes, but I'm just bringing after three games, you're only scoring, you know, that number one in points scored, and that's the one that really matters.
Yeah. No, right? It is. It is,
you know,
the one that matters.
If this defense stays healthy, right, with the way the offense is clicking, and I think Doug Peterson is doing a great job, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut up about it. If you take a real good look, you know, Philadelphia has a chance for the rare trifecta of having a rookie of the year, the coach of the year, and the GM of the year. The move that Howie did to get Wentz and then come back and get rid of Bradford and get another one pick. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you see they put in the movie. If you scripted this in the movie, you wouldn't believe that anybody would be there.
Well, I mean, let me take it a step further, and I'm telling you to slow down on the Eagles D thing, but let me just I'll hit the accelerator on a comment about someone on offense. Through three games, Carson Wentz has got to be up there for MVP.
Whoa, Joe. But hold on.
Season ends today. You got to admit, if season ends today, Carson Wentz is top three for MVP. How could he not be?
Well, I'm just prefacing all this on what the trend's been.
I'm breaking my own rule. I'm very arbitrary about whether the rule applies to me or not. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, you have that position because
I'm just playing around.
But the point about it is, you know, if you look at the trends in the Super Bowls, the quarterback play the last few, you know, like the thing when Seattle won the first time, it was that shutdown defense that didn't blitz, that just obliterated the Broncos.
Yeah, no question. Yep.
You look at last year, even though they had Manning, the quarterback play was suspect at best. The defense won.
No question. Yep.
If you take a look at the trend that's been happening within the last 3 or 4 years, except for that travesty that happened with New England, that made no sense.
Yeah, but you're up on the defensive side. Listen, Les, let me tell you something, man. I mean, it's a good call, great call. There's no question that right now the Eagles have enough on both sides of the ball to, you know, kind of start thinking moving forward. Hey, maybe this thing's got some life to it in 2016. Now, I'm not really kind of moving my mind there much yet, honestly, and in part because I don't want to break the mojo. I'm kind of superstitious. I don't want to get too far down the track too quick. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure we'll be talking about it, particularly during the bye week in the next couple of days. I mean, how can our minds not drift to, hey, you know what? 2016. Maybe there's something in 2016. And maybe there's going to be some January football for the Birds in 2017. Coming up in a couple of months. So I get what you're saying. And I'm believe me, I'm kind of there with you, very much so. But I'm also trying to live in the moment, but it's hard not to look over the horizon and start dreaming dreams. Bobby in Clifton Heights. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Joe. What's going on? How
Bobby,
are you tonight?
What's up, dude?
Well, I got 2 points for you, Joe. One of them, I want to start by saying, let everybody keep counting us. The best thing that ever could have happened to this team. Let everybody, like Bart Scott, with his fool's gold
stupid,
comment,
stupid.
Let him keep rolling.
Yeah,
let
and rolling. And that knucklehead Skip Bayless, just stupid.
Skip. I mean, yeah. Come on. That guy don't know enough. Yeah. But I need a favor of you, Joe.
Yes.
I need you to relay a message to me for somebody in your studio. One, Mr. Michael Missanelli.
What do you do?
Okay. Now, my work hours don't permit me to call him anymore. So here's the thing.
Okay.
I called him on
You got to call Sound Off, man. Sound Off is designed in part for people that can't call from 2 to 6.
Well, I'm going to do that too, but hear me out.
All right, what do you got?
I called him Football Friday before the Cleveland game, and I told him the Eagles would beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. He told me he would take cold hard cash on it. Where's my money?
Well, how much did you bet?
We didn't set an amount, but I need something.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Take it up with him. Get to Martinez. Martinez will be on your side, right? He'll have your back, and you
I
know.
Hope so. I think I'm going to call Sound Off, Joe. I like the idea.
See, you looked for help, but I'm telling you, Sound Off's the way to go, man. That's you'll drop it right in there, and you'll attack him. It'd be good.
I appreciate it, Joe. I didn't even think of it.
All right,
have a good night.
All right, you got a pal. We go to Mike on a cell phone. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's happening, Joe? Hey, I really appreciate you taking the call, man.
My pleasure.
I've been looking forward to this call ever since Sunday. I called in last week on Thursday because I just felt some type of way when that gentleman came on, and I don't want to bash anybody, but he said, and if you remember, that he thought if Le'Veon Bell and some other dude on the Steelers was playing, that they would have put up 40 or 50.
Yes, and you called after Kaplan was on, and you were all riled up on that one.
Yeah, the truth is, I was born in Brooklyn. I grew up in Jersey. My pop rooted for the Giants and the Jets, and that's probably like a foul, you know, but half my friends were Eagles fans, and the rest were, you know, all of them. I really didn't have a team that I rooted for, but I've been living in the city of Philadelphia for 10 years now. And, you know, something special happened to me over the past week. I think I became an Eagles fan. And
Wait, Eagles fan just in the last couple of weeks?
Just in this week.
Wow. How about that?
Look, he pissed me off. I love the city of Philadelphia. There's something special about it. It's the best city on the East Coast. It's the only one that's cheap enough to live in. I'm raising my family. I met my beautiful wife here. I'm a lucky guy. And now I got a team that I root for, the Philadelphia Eagles. And we got a great defense, one that's not going to give up 40 to 50 points to anybody this year or any of the next coming years, whether they're playing. And we got an offensive leader that's efficient and effective. And it's a lot of fun to watch. So, I appreciate you and the city. I'm looking forward to, you know, rooting for the Eagles, and I'm hoping that this is just the beginning of something very special.
All right, Mike. Good stuff, man. Welcome aboard. That's a heartwarming story. Yeah, how about that? How about that? He moves to Philly, he falls in love with the Eagles, he falls in love with his wife. You know, we hear that publicly here on 97.5 The Fanatic. That's heartwarming. Matt in Bristol. Matt, what's going on, man?
Hey, Joe, listen, I'm so glad I got a chance to get on you. You brought something up earlier in your show, and I really think it needs to be talked about.
Okay, what's that?
It was a foregone conclusion before the season started that this was likely Jason Peters last year. Now, with all the stuff going on with Lane Johnson, the fact that they had no offensive linemen, and he's once again playing a high level, and it looks like, you know, he's still – you know, very good.
He's he's still pretty good. He's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do they, entertain the thought of re-signing him? And does he want to play again?
All right, a couple things. First off, I'd have to check the contract, but I think he's under contract for next year. I think I may be wrong. I really'd have to look into that. But to me, it smells of a classic potential if he is, it could be a restructure. And if it, like, I'd have to see what his number is. And I'm not sure what it is. But if it's high, you know, sometimes as players get older, you restructure and and you keep them, but you keep them at a lower dollar figure. So that one shocked me. And I think he's playing good enough that it merits consideration. Now, what obviously will matter is let's see where his body is and his performance is in December and hopefully January. But, yeah, do I have it on my radar as a possibility of keeping him? For sure, of course.
Yeah, one other thing.
E-I-G-L-E-S-E-G-O! All right, Matt, great stuff, man. That's wonderful. All right, thank you to Devon producing tonight's show. Now, we'll continue the show later tonight after the Flyers game. It'll be around 9:45, 10 o'clock, something like that. We'll roll till midnight. I'll also be back tomorrow at 6. Jaws, not with the show tomorrow. No Jaws tomorrow, but he'll be back the following Wednesday. Jonah Cameron here, and I want to tell you, and we will be at Valley Brook, though, tomorrow. I want to tell you about MyBookie.net. That's right, MyBookie.net. Of course, with the Monday night game over, we can now set our sights on what's upcoming this week and this upcoming weekend as well. College and pro, some good games coming up. Who do you like? Your sleeper picks, what are you looking to do? Hop in with the folks at MyBookie. You can win big. It's very easy at MyBookie. Place your picks and hopefully win. It's never too early to get in on the action. Don't let the week go by without your picks at MyBookie. As I've told you before, thousands of players, experts, and rookies every week joining MyBookie. And so many winning big. You can as well. MyBookie, the industry-leading website. Don't let your picks go to waste. The promo code you want to know? Well, it's Joe. Promo code Joe. Why go anywhere else but MyBookie? Open up an account. It's easy. Promo code Joe. Sign up. Start winning today. All right, Flyers hockey's next. Preseason game number 2. They lost last night in their first game. Back at it tonight. I'll be back after the Flyers post-game show later on. And again, from Valley Brook tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Have a great, great rest of the night. Flyers hockey is up next. Talk to you later on 97.5 The Fanatic.